Russian officials and political parties have denied allegations in a recent CIA report that they helped Saddam Hussein subvert UN sanctions over a period of several years. The report alleges that Russian benefactors, as well as those in France and China, were given vouchers to buy oil at cut-rate prices in exchange for working to end sanctions against Iraq. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more from Moscow.
The CIA report claims Russian companies, officials, and political parties pocketed at least $130 million over 7 years on the elaborate oil scheme. The report says the ultra-nationalist LDPR party made $11.6 million on the deals with Saddam. Alexei Mitrofanov, an LDPR parliament member, acknowledges the party had an excellent relationship with the ousted Iraqi leader.
For me, Saddam was like Stalin. And for us, Stalin was a great leader. For America, not. And I think that in the beginning of the 90s, we were the only party in the world which worked with Saddam Hussein. Saddam certainly understood the situation, and he had very good feelings towards our party. This is true, absolutely.
But although his party supported Saddam politically right up to the beginning of the Iraq War, Mitrofanov insists his party never took money from the former Iraqi leader.
We had in close contacts with Saddam Hussein. And we attracted many Russian companies and specialists to work in Iraq. We helped many, many people to go to Iraq. But we were not part of some contracts with Saddam Hussein. No any money.
In fact, all of the Russian political parties named in the CIA document deny taking Saddam's money, including the opposition communists who were said to have benefited as well. The CIA report has led to some political sniping here. While Communist Deputy Viktor Ilyukin insists his party never had financial ties with Saddam, Ilyukin says others did.
A lot of parties in the Russian Federation got oil, or were led into oil projects in Iraq. They used the money to fill their party coffers well.
The Russian investigative journalist Yulia Latinina says it was common knowledge that government officials were in on the oil deals with Saddam. Latinina thinks the alleged kickbacks help influence Russia's support for ending UN sanctions against Iraq. And she says the payments also helped ensure Moscow's opposition to the war, despite Bush administration lobbying for Russia to take a harder stand against Saddam.
It seems that the United States, while offering concessions to Russia as a country, did not understand how the Russian state really functions, and Mr. Saddam Hussein did understand how Russian state functions. He was simply paying money in bribes.
The CIA report is based on what the agency says were secret lists kept by Saddam's officials. Among those persons and organizations alleged to have benefited were President Vladimir Putin's former chief of staff, Alexander Voloshin, who's not commented on the report. But many analysts here say they doubt that the payoffs, even if they did take place, were decisive in Russia's position for ending sanctions against Iraq and opposing the war. Ivan Safranchuk is an analyst with the Center for Defense Information in Moscow. He says Russia's opposition to sanctions and toppling Saddam through force were long-standing. And he says many here in Russia are suspicious as to the timing of the CIA report.
Why and what for? Everybody knew about smuggling of the Iraqi oil. Everybody knew about some corruption existing around the program Oil for Food.
Safranchuk and many others here believe the CIA issued the report when it did in order to deflect attention from the U.S. failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That's a view shared by Mikhail Delyagin, a parliament deputy from the nationalist Rodina party.
It's entirely possible that this is a PR attack, which has been called up to distract the world's attention from the aggression of the United States in Iraq and the justification for that aggression.
Delyagin also calls the $130 million allegedly made by Russians over 7 years in their dealings with Saddam insignificant. He says it's a drop in the bucket compared with Russia's own oil exports. Analysts here say they doubt the CIA report will have any effect on the standing of President Vladimir Putin. The report has received little attention in the media here. Kremlin officials have refused to comment on the CIA allegations, and there are no plans for a wider investigation. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.